Thomas E. McKnight Jr. Act dictating a neurological consultation report on Edward K. Hood, H-O-O-D, 7 Paradise Lane, I'm sorry, 7 Primrose, P-R-I-M-R-O-S-E, Lane, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-343-5486. ID is XXX-XX-7831. His date of birth is 10-7-1965, 59-year-old. Married. Aircraft mechanic. Pharmacy is CVS. It's addressed to Matthew Scheller, S-H-E-L-L-E-R-N-P, nurse practitioner specialist, Enloe Health and Wellness Primary Care, 1601 East Esplanade, Suite 3, Chico, California, 95926. Phone 530-332-7148, fax 530-893-6034. The clinical indication, second opinion neurological evaluation with history of upper and lower extremity paresthesia, comma, findings of recurrent syncope with cardiac arrhythmia, continued alcohol and tobacco use, and then should say extensive medical workup, with findings of cardiac arrhythmia, but otherwise relatively normal laboratory testing. Dear Matthew Scheller and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Mr. Edward Hood, who was seen today for neurological examination accompanied by his wife. New paragraph, as you may already recognize, he has a longstanding history of recurrent episodes of stereotypical fainting, sometimes and many times brought on by physical effort, with loss of consciousness, where he was diagnosed following tilt table testing to have a cardiac bradyarrhythmia associated with his syncopal episodes. New paragraph, this has been going on for several months with extensive diagnostic cardiovascular and medical workup without clear findings of the underlying etiology. New paragraph, the records that were kindly provided from the workup completed by Dr. P-A-R-A M-J-I-T Singh, S-I-N-G-H-M-D, were very helpful, including the nerve conduction studies with his history of paresthesias in the extremities, showing no evidence of a polyneuropathy. New paragraph. Thank you. Mr. Hood reports that he still has paresthesias in the extremities with recurrent episodes of numbness in the hands and feet. New paragraph, his past medical history is consistent with the use of a pack per day of tobacco and consumption of possibly several glasses of alcohol per day, that he does not indicate he is interested in discontinuing, even when this was discussed with him concerning his clinical symptoms of neuropathy. New paragraph. Comprehensive laboratory testing, however, did not show diagnostic information as to the nature of an underlying polyneuropathy regarding his clinical symptoms. A new paragraph, currently he reports that physical activity will produce the development of lightheadedness, symptoms of dizziness, and at times dyspnea that can lead to syncope. However, having completed his cardiovascular evaluation and having been treated for a cardiac bradyarrhythmia, he has no longer had any syncopal episodes. New paragraph. In consideration of his diagnostic workup and his findings, we will be obtaining the reports from Dr. Peter Wolk, as well as the testing reports from the other cardiovascular staff involved in his workup and treatment. New paragraph. Further review of his past medical history indicates that he had COVID virus infection several weeks to months before developing these symptoms. New paragraph. He did have an electroencephalogram at ENLO, but that was not diagnostic for epilepsy. No ambulatory study has been completed. New paragraph. In consideration of his presentation and clinical symptoms with an otherwise unremarkable medical diagnostic workup, I am going to obtain the laboratory testing for post-COVID disease while we refer him for an ambulatory electroencephalogram with Dr. Professor John Schmidt, MD, in Oroville for an ambulatory electroencephalogram. Subparagraph. This should assist in the diagnosis of recurrent syncope as a consequence of acquired seizure or seizure disorder. New paragraph. He's been currently taking a prescription of a prescription of pregabalin, 25 milligrams. And it should say 25 to 50 milligrams for his symptoms of neuralgia. New paragraph. In consideration of his history and presentation, I am going to give him a script for gabapentin beginning at 100 milligrams, increased to 3 to 4 capsules per day as needed for his symptoms of neuralgia and spinal pain. New paragraph. I am scheduling him for advanced laboratory testing to exclude post-COVID illness, for which I will see him in review with the results of his ambulatory electroencephalogram for further recommendations. New paragraph. Thank you for referring this certainly deserving and unfortunate patient with recurrent syncope, who at this time is asymptomatic from recurrent loss of consciousness following placement of the cardiac pacemaker. And that's my respectful with my professional signature.